Some members of City Council seemed a little giddy during last night's discussion of a possible New Year's Eve ball drop event at the downtown plaza. Ward 3 Count. Angela Caputo started the discussion, enthusing about a giant cherry that draws huge crowds every year when it's dropped in downtown Traverse City. Mayor Matthew Shoemaker then mentioned decorating a Sioux ball drop with the city's old, naturally gifted logo, which was developed 30 years ago but abandoned in 2019 even though it continues to grace the official city flag. Next, Ward 2 Count. Lisa Vezo Allen suggested using a depiction of the face of retiring City Chief Administrative Officer Malcolm White during a first New Year's ball drop, should City Council agree to proceed with the event. Councilors voted unanimously in favor of looking into a local ball drop at the $11.6 million downtown plaza. "I'm excited about this resolution," said Caputo, who brought the idea to Monday's City Council meeting. "The only part that displeases me is that I brought it forward on the heels of seeing so many residents leave Sault Ste. Marie to celebrate New Year's Eve in a municipality that has a ball drop. I saw many of my friends sharing videos of the cherry drop in Traverse City and the street being absolutely packed and music playing and people having a great time. And my immediate thought was, why not us and why not the plaza? It is what it was built for. Every time I've driven by there over the Christmas holidays, I have seen it being packed with families and kids skating. Elderly folks have commented to me about how lovely it's been, that they feel safe around there. And I think anything we can do to continue to amplify the positive effect that we have seen in the short period of the downtown plaza is something that we definitely should consider." Caputo said it will be important to include children. She wants to bring her own two-year-old and has asked city staff to look into a family-friendly ball drop earlier in the evening, in addition to a midnight drop. Staff are researching similar events across North America and are expected to return to City Council with ideas for a Sioux event and a cost estimate. "I think it's going to be a slam dunk for the community. I can't wait to see everyone filling the streets like they do for the tree lighting," Caputo said.